All right, good afternoon, everybody. It is Thursday, October 6th. It is 1:50. Welcome to the Innovation Park TLH Inc. DBA North Florida Innovation Labs Board of Directors meeting. I can call the meeting to order. We have no guests, correct?
Correct.
Is anybody, nobody needs to participate?
Correct.
Yeah. Okay. Modifications to the agenda, any?
Yes, we have one modification, and it is the item related to the IPTLH bylaws and the change for the number of board of governors. And we could insert that anywhere at your pleasure.
So we did that earlier, and Hannah, okay.
It's the same information that was just approved by the LCRDA board.
Okay. I've got to move it.
Here it is.
Okay, good. Thank you.
You take that at the end, if you
like. Yeah, let's just add it to the end.
Okay.
Okay, so any public comment?
None.
All right, election of officers.
So in accordance with the IPTLA's bylaws, at each annual meeting of the board, the directors shall elect officers, including chair of the board, president, vice president, secretary, treasurer. The proposed slate of officers is as follows: Kevin Graham, chair of the board and president; Tom Allen, vice president; and David Ramsey, secretary treasurer. And so, is there a motion to elect that slate of officers?
Should the vice chair also be the treasurer?
Only if the treasurer becomes the chair. And
that's a good point. I'll move that.
All right. So, yes, is there a motion to accept the slate?
So moved.
Second. Is there a second?
I'll second.
All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? That was unanimous. Okay. Congratulations, guys. item number 7, approval of draft meeting minutes.
I'll move.
All right. That includes.
Just February 3rd of last year.
Okay.
I'll say it.
It's been moved and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Anyone opposed? It's unanimous. Okay. Item number 8, interim executive director and signature authority.
So the staff requests approval of the appointment of Leon County R&D Authorities, interim executive director, to serve as IPTLH's interim executive director and delegate signature and approval authority of the executive director to the interim executive director, effective not later than October 14, 2022, consistent with the LCRDA's bylaws, policies, and procedures. As you know, we derive most of our policies and procedures currently from what LCRDA's policies and procedures are.
All right, it's been moved.
Right.
Been seconded. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
That was unanimous. Moving on. Number 9, financial statements.
So you received the financial statements in your packet. Sorry, I had the wrong thing up. Sorry, I lost my place. Sorry. I'm short time, guys. I am putting my stuff together. That was a joke. I think you guys are tired. Okay, financial statements. So just a quick review of where we're at with financials. Cash on hand is $12,600. We have 1 month of receivables, which is membership fees from our two tenants. We have grant receivables of about $80,000 for ARPA. That's mostly passed through to LCRDA. Should we ever actually collect that money, we should be getting that. I'm working on that. That's part of my to-do list next week. We have some prepaids and security deposits, and then this is the offset to that. Grants receivable is the amount that's due to LCRDA. Some of this is actually for IBTLH. And I'll tell you that on the budget side, what that looks like. But they're doing just enough because of these couple of members that Bill has signed up. And you can see, so we've had resident and virtual memberships of about 12,000. This is through August of 2022.
And these are the guys down the hall?
Yeah, okay. And in the lab. Okay. Not all of them. Some of them are actually LCRDA tenants.
I got you. Okay.
And then there's the grant expenses, which are always sort of offset. So it's just a reimbursement basis. And then the budget, I'm sorry, that's it for the financial statements. Any questions about that?
No, do we need to approve that?
You can choose to accept the financials.
Is there a motion to accept the financials?
So moved.
Second.
It's been properly moved and seconded. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay,
moving on. Bill, what's a membership called?
It depends on the size of the office.
Okay.
So that's how we'll structure that side of Collins as well. It's also how we'll structure the lab. And some of that will be by size and or equipment included. So
a little complex formula.
Well, it's pretty simple. It's not infinitely complex. So there are a handful of pieces and parts.
Yeah. All right, Ron, the budget.
So the budget is, again, just what we know about today or what we knew about the day before yesterday. And so here's the forecast for the rest of this year. So we expect to net cash flow about $4,000. We started $10,000 in cash. We're going to end with about $14,000 in cash. We have the resident memberships and the virtual memberships about $22,000 next year. I didn't put anything in for ARPA. We may get something for ARPA, but right now it's all budgeted in LCRDA. It's just where Bill chooses, who he's doing what for. So if we're doing a web design on for IPTLH or Northport Innovation Labs, then IPTLH will pay for it and get reimbursed. If it's something to do more with LCRDA or Innovation Park, then we'll run through LCRDA. So, but I didn't want to put it in both places. And then I put, clearly there's going to be some cash flow available. So I put $12,000 in for professional fees. Bill is going to need to do sponsorship agreements. There needs to be a lease agreement between LCRDA and IPTLH. And you can make decisions about how the revenue will flow. But those are a couple of big decisions that have to be made. And then the third one is a staffing agreement between LCRDA and IPTLH on how we're going to share the cost of those people. And it makes sense to have a single paymaster like LCRDA rather than having two different payroll systems and all of that. And it may make sense just to do a lease agreement. This is what we contemplated when we set all of this up. We just hadn't gotten to that point yet, but clearly with what's about to happen with this grant, we're there.
Yeah, just to add, if I may, the grant is LCRDA. It's intended for Northport Innovation Labs. But the money will go to LCRDA. So what Ron suggested is probably the best path forward. We create an employee leasing agreement to the nonprofit so that we're reimbursed through the EDA for those employees. Those employees will be employees of LCRDA.
Okay. So Ron, real quick.
Yeah.
Remind me why we set IPTLH up.
So that we could go out and collect charitable contributions.
That's right. Okay.
And that's where the sponsorship agreements come. Mm-hmm. And we could do it. Technically, we can do it in LCRDA. It's just that most funders whether it's a foundation or others, the first thing they do is go look for the 501c3.
Right.
Okay. They don't understand or feel comfortable with giving to government.
Yeah, the audited 990 was another check mark that they'll look at.
I got you.
So I put $12,000 for professional fees. I don't know if that's too much or too little, but the way it works is probably not enough. It may just depend on how much you get paid out of LCRDA from Melissa and how much you do out there, but there's at least some money set aside to do that. And then finally, there's still some money left just in that cash flow. IPTLA still owes LCRDA about $10,000 from the startup. If you recall, we did a loan agreement between the two, and we've advanced that amount of money just to get things going. Most of it was fees to Melissa.
Initial capitalization.
But this would allow LCRDA or IPTLH to pay back LCRDA pretty much balance to that cash flow and still have, $15,000 on hand. It's still pretty back of the envelope on what's going to flow through there, but I think that's a reasonable representation of the basics. Right?
Yeah, we're trying to as Ron pointed, we're trying to not duplicate effort and to run as much through LCRDA as possible until we're ready to open the lab.
Okay. All right, so it looks like staff's recommendations to approve the draft budget. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Second. Been properly moved to second. Is there any discussion? All in favor, aye.
Aye.
That's unanimous. Number 11, approval of bank resolution.
So just like we did in LCRDA.
Any discussion? All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. That also is approved. The director's report.
That's you.
It's essentially the same report that I gave previously.
I think you covered it. I thought you had something else in mind, but I think you addressed it.
No, the only other thing was the expansion of the board.
Oh, we still have that.
Right. So, and happy to answer any questions about that.
Do you need suggestions for potential board members?
Yes, yes. Have ideas in mind, but obviously it takes a lot of ideas to get to the best ideas.
How long are the board terms?
Well, it's defined currently in the bylaws, and we can, again, it's highly malleable, and you are right now, the three of you are 100% of the board.
To be defined, is that what you're...
Yeah, I think it is to be defined.
It would be good if there was some expectation and progression, as well as there typically is with LCRDA, so that you have some, you maintain the business intelligence, and there's not a turnover in the entire board at one time.
Yeah, it just says the term of each director shall be determined by the full board of directors at the initial meeting of the board of directors or for subsequently appointed directors at such time as each director is appointed. So that's something that you all could take up. We've treated it as year to year because of the relationship with LCRDA and in that case, so as long as you've stayed as an officer, you've been on this board, but it doesn't have to continue that way.
Got it.
Yeah, wanted to get this party started so that by December, we're looking at additional subject matter experts that contribute to the board. Obviously, LCRDA will protect its interests vis-a-vis its majority of appointments, but want to take this opportunity to expand Innovation Park TLH and spin off this advisory group, which is separate and not separate at some point.
But Kevin and I are likely to come off the board next year.
He doesn't come off. His term as president or chair of the board comes off.
Yeah, I've got one more year of chair, but then I just was reappointed for another 3-year term, 4-year term with the board.
Yeah.
Wait, take that off.
For life.
Dave, you're done, I believe, in
end of this fiscal year.
No, next fiscal year.
Well, I'm talking about in our position as officers.
That is year to year.
LCRDA.
That's
our appointment runs out into
Every year.
Every year. We just so you and I might not be on there next year.
Yes.
He will be. You are Tom. We voted your treasurer next year.
Yeah, we did that.
Yeah, for 1 year.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So at the end
of that year, we may not be around to be on this board. This board I'm talking about, because we won't be officers of the other board.
But you don't have
you will be a, you will be an officer, but that position is immediate past chair is not appointed to this board directly.
Can I chime in for a minute?
Yeah,
please. There is no automatic appointment of the officers of LCRDA to this board.
So anybody from the LCRDA board can be
anyone that the LCRDA board appoints, and it does not have to be a board member.
So Josh Bubbock is
there will have to be four.
It has to be a majority.
Yeah. Okay.
So it says appointments. It does not say officers. It doesn't designate who.
Got it.
Well, should we indicate that the chair of this board must be an officer of LCRDA?
You can do what you would like. I would just from a practical matter, keep it loose enough so that you can operate the way that you would like and maintain control by virtue of your majority. So I think it does make sense that at least one of the appointments is an officer of LCRDA. That sounds reasonable and prudent to me.
Our bylaws say for the audit committee that the audit committee chair must be a board member of LCRDA.
You can do whatever you want to bylaws, but right now, according to the bylaws, the chair and president are elected from the rest of the board, not by LCRDA does not dictate who is the chair or president.
Well, if we're leaving this board up to making the decision of who its chair is, I think I'd want our chair to be a member of the LCRDA board. That's just my feelings. They will have more insight of the overall organization than a member who comes here periodically.
So
not a member.
So LCRDA. What you're saying is as we expand from 3 to 7, was that a motion?
Well, that's for discussion right now, but I feel the chair of this body should be a board member of LCRDA. LCRDA.
Okay, so inside of the 7, the minimum standard is that the chair of this board is a board member of LCRDA.
That's my motion.
I think that's fine. You know, the reason we want to expand it is so somebody like Dr. Stacy Patterson, who yep. might have very specific expertise and could contribute, would have a place at the table.
Okay. So motion's been made.
Can I give clarification? So the motion is to amend the bylaws to require that the chair of IP, and I think you want to say the chair and president of IPTLH.
This right now, they're the same.
Shall be an officer.
No, not an officer.
A board member, we say.
Shall be a board member.
I'll tell you.
Of LCRDA.
Okay, so.
Now, would you rather be officer?
I don't have an opinion on that. I think that it's whomever from the board feels like they have the fullest grasp and the capacity to serve.
Yeah. All right.
Okay, so it's moved, seconded. Any further discussion?
I would just add that, you know, I think we need to have the subject to review of council.
That's right.
That we can do this.
Do you accept that?
Sure.
Okay, it's been seconded, or it's been, the amendment has been, that's been added to the motion. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Okay, that's unanimous.
We still need to take up the question on the board expansion. I believe we voted on that.
Well, okay, I thought that was actually part of, Okay, let's make sure that we've captured that.
Yeah.
I move the board be membership be extended from its current three to a total of seven. Second. Not less than seven, let's put it that way.
And so the motion is that staff requests approval to expand the number of directors on the Innovation Park TLH board from the current three members to seven members. Staff further requests authorization to develop applicants and for the LCRDA executive committee to make nominations to the LCRDA board to appoint one additional member and to make nominations to the IPTLH board to make three additional nominations consistent with the bylaws of IPTLH.
I would change one thing there. Instead of say it shall be seven, I would say it shall be not less than seven.
Not less than?
Not less than seven.
Well, that's it's vacancies is a whole different definition. So you can still have seven members,
yep.
But it's just vacancies. It's whatever the term is, how it's defined in the bylaws state. That's all we're changing. So
I think you get wrapped around the axle if you say it's not less than a number and then somebody backs out or somebody's termed out and you need to seek somebody else.
It says the exact number of directors making up the board shall be the number from time to time fixed by resolution of majority of the full board at any meeting thereof, except for the initial board, which we've already covered. It just said no time can it be less than three. And again, vacancies, the language around vacancies covers quorums and all of that other stuff. So you can still have the fixed number be seven, but only actually have five positions filled. You don't need to change the number of board members. Now, if later, because it does say a fixed number, it doesn't say a range. Okay, so you fix the number of seven. Later, you decide, hey, we want it to be five instead of seven. You have to amend this again and fix the number at five. But it, again, you can have vacancies, just like we have, you know, on occasion on committees, as we have on LCRDA board. It doesn't change the number that's allowed in statute. It's still 11.
So, Dave, my question is, based on your language of not less than seven, it could be 75.
No, it could not be more than, not more than seven.
Okay, that.
It should be not more than seven.
Okay, so and I think that comes in alignment with what Ron is saying about.
Well, let me think that. The number can be less than seven, is what I'm trying to say. So why do you say
that, Dave?
Because if we decide that we only want six, so it's easier to get a quorum or whatever, I don't know.
But again, vacancies don't matter towards quorum. So if you have a vacant seat, then you can still get a quorum.
Because that vacancy does not count in the
total. Right, it doesn't count. I understand.
Correct. That. And then if you say, hey, we want to permanently have only five, then you just go do what you just did and you vote for it.
If we say not less than,
but the bylaws say that you have to fix the number.
It says we have to fix the number.
Yes.
All right. So we fixed the number at seven, but we only have five. And we fixed it correctly?
Yes, you just have two vacancies.
So you just have vacancies.
So seven positions, not necessarily seven members.
Correct. I think you're into semantics, Dave.
I'm with it.
Okay.
Okay, so the motion is what you have drafted, correct?
Yes.
I'll move it.
I'll second it.
All right. Any further discussion? All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Okay, it's unanimous.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Moving forward.
Any? Are we done? Any new business? None?
None.
Okay. Motion to adjourn?
Absolutely. Second.